Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. For those of you who don't know me, aren't familiar with who I am and what I do, I am the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. I help women solopreneurs become efficient as well as effective when it comes to getting things done. And I do that by helping them see things differently when it comes to time. So helping them to shift that perspective that they have and then to reframe it for themselves and build on that foundation to increase their productivity in a way that positively impacts their bottom line. Because we all know that no matter how much we love what we do, it is about that bottom line, right? So that's my process. That's how I do that. But I do that through what I consider to be a very unique approach, maybe one that you might not have ever thought of, but I work from a more holistic approach and put you at the core of getting things done because I believe that productivity is personal. And how you manage yourself around this thing we call time is personal. It is all about you. So I use that approach to help, again, build that foundation for getting things done so that people can get and then stay productive. And this monthly broadcast here on Time and Space focuses on helping conscious, spirit-led women business owners, or as I like to call them sometimes, solopreneurs, to increase their productivity. So that's what you'll find here. If you go back through the shows that have been done in the couple of years past that we've been doing the show, you'll find that everything is focused on just that. Various aspects, different things relating to productivity, a lot of things relating to the challenges that I see, and of course, solutions for those challenges, and really being able to shift some things around and make things look different in your life and to make a different impact when it comes to your business and what you're up to in it. And if you've listened to the broadcast before or if you've listened to the on-demand replays, you know that the approach is very different. And my primary focus is really helping people put themselves like right smack dab in the middle and going from where they are to a point of really having a to-do list and a life that works because life has to work. So if you would like to learn more about me and what I do, I invite you to visit thirdeyegroup.net. For more info. Everything is laid out for you right there. So thank you for, if you're here live, thank you for joining me live. If you are listening to the replay, thank you for making the time to listen. This particular broadcast, which is our September broadcast, time is really flying by here. Some of the leaves are actually starting to change colors. Kind of scary. Time is moving really fast and even faster, so it seems. But this particular broadcast for September, all about rituals that help keep you productive and make your life work. And I know that some of you listening are really familiar with the, say, typical situation or what I call being caught up. The everyday to-dos that give you or have you end up with a list that's really longer than your arm, because we all know that there's always something new to do. There are always things that we can add, and that's just inside of our business. But we've got to learn how to deal with those things, to deal with the things that have to get done and to be able to set our intentions and work in a way that allows us to get everything done and really cut out the stuff that doesn't work so that we're not so caught up in that everyday rat race. If you're like me, you stepped away from that rat race because it was a rat race and for some other reasons too, to follow your calling or to do what you're here to do or to do what you love to do. And sometimes the way that people end up being so caught up in that everyday to-do list and the email, and that can be and has been an entirely different show. We talk about email and how much of your time it can just suck away without you even realizing it. But being caught up in all of that and social media, that's another good time waster. And then the things and the people that come up in the midst of every day, it's really hard when you're caught up in that to put the brakes on and step away from that and look to see what's really going on and know how and where to make the shifts and the changes so that you can really get to a point of things working. But those are the usual, typical, everyday experiences and not really having the days that you really, really want. And being caught up in that and not being able to get away with it, or I should say not being able to get away from it, rather. And that's pretty typical. But when we talk about rituals, or as some might like to call them, routines, they can play a really supportive role for you when it comes to your everyday to-dos. And a lot of times we don't necessarily think about how, let's say, a morning routine, for instance, might help us get through the day or power through the day. We don't think about how our routines or our ritual around even what we eat or how we do things can contribute to that. But I'm here to tell you that those things are very supportive and they contribute in a very big way to you having productive days and being able to get from to do to done, from point A to point B. So we're going to talk about rituals and how they can support you and then what you can do to implement, to create and then implement and stick to those rituals to have you be productive and stay productive. So when it comes to ritual, you have to look to discover what you want to create around how you would like to be supported. And then, of course, you have to design it, implement it, and keep up the practice. And when it comes to thinking about how you want to be supported, sometimes this is where people get stuck. So where I like to have people begin, a lot of times we come to this conversation during my Zen Day session, which is where we create your ideally productive day. And you end up at the end of that session with this design for your ultimately productive day and the steps that you need to take in order to implement that. And we come to this point many times when I'm helping people design their days, because ritual should be a part of what you do every day. So you've got to look at where your gaps are. Where are you not supported? And for many, 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 many women in business, and of course in business, in the business world, you know, in business for themselves and then working, say, in corporate America, the one thing that I find that is definitely common is that women don't get enough time for themselves. And the truth of the matter is they're not making time for themselves, because you've got to make the time. You have to be the one to decide what's going to happen and then make it happen, right? Nobody is going to say to you necessarily, okay, you've got to have some downtime, or you've got to have some time to yourself. You've got to have some regular time on a daily basis or a weekly basis, whatever that looks like. So you've got to look at where those gaps are and where you're feeling say, the stress or the fatigue or that something's missing. That's where you start to identify those gaps so that you can decipher how you want to be supported. For me, my big thing is my mornings. Like, I have other, say, rituals that I follow during the course of the day and week, and then, of course, with the seasons and even phases of the moon. But for me, the biggest way that rituals support me is every morning with my morning routine. And I'm going to share a bit about morning routine or morning ritual and how you can create one for yourself and some of the things that can be incorporated in that. But you want to decide where you need to be supported and then where that ritual is going to fit in for you. And I've always talked about the importance of routine or ritual in your day, but especially your morning, because your morning sets the tone for your day. So if you get out of bed and you, let's say, get up on the wrong side of the bed, as the saying goes, you can have a very horrible day because that's the way you got up. That's the tone you set for the day. And I'm not saying you can't change the tone. I'm not saying that you can't shift that energy. You definitely can. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. We get into these habits, and we don't even know that we're into particular habits, especially in the morning. You know, it's important too to have a weekly routine. It's just as important, but the morning routine really sets the tone or the flavor, if you will, for the day. And having them both will make a big difference between you just, say, going through your days and actually getting things done, getting the end results that you're looking for, and being able to, as I say, flow through your days. There's a difference between going through your days and flowing through your days. Big, big difference. So let's talk about, first of all, okay, so I've said you want to identify where you want to be supported. So where are those gaps at? What's missing for you? Where are you feeling something's missing? And think about what ritual is. Ritual, like when I say the word ritual, some people aren't even comfortable with it because of the connotations. And for me, ritual is really simply put, it's a set of fixed actions that you take or that you perform on a regular basis. That's all ritual is. Ritual is an act or a series of acts that are done regularly. And for the most part, once they're set, they're done without you actually really thinking about them. You become so accustomed to them and they work so well for you that they become part of your day, they become part of you and who you are, or as I like to say, who you be. And you really take them on. You do them as you would breathing and blinking. They're second nature. And so you think about, like, what is ritual? And how do you define ritual? Just because I define ritual that way doesn't mean that you have to. So what does that look like for you? Because, again, productivity is personal. So think about what ritual is to you, and you might even have some current rituals. So what do you have already in place? You might have the skeleton or the blueprint already for rituals throughout your day. So how do you usually start your morning? Are you jumping out of bed in a rush, maybe late, trying to get showered, eat, get the kids ready if you've got kids, get them off to school or situated wherever and however they need to be, and you're making haste the entire time? Or is your morning more calm and structured? Think about that. Because whether it's something that you've set intentionally or not, you have a morning ritual. So your morning ritual that you have either supports you or it don't. It doesn't. just like your habits. Your habits either support you or they don't. They're not good. They're not bad. They just are what they are. They either support you or you don't. They don't. And your morning ritual is the same thing. Like, you might have something simple that you do in the morning. Like, for a lot of people, their morning ritual is a cup of coffee and the newspaper. For other people, there are other things that they're incorporated. So think about how you actually start your day already. And again, you might have the skeleton, like the makings of a morning ritual that will really support you. But think about the tone that you want to set for the day. What do you want your day to be like in general? How do you want to feel throughout the course of your day and at the end of your day, the end of your work day, and then at the end of the day where you finally are winding down? If you've got kids, maybe you're getting them in bed and you're just relaxing or decompressing after the day. Like, how do you want to feel? Think about that, and that will help you determine how you need to be or how you desire to be supported during the course of your day. So your morning routine, how you approach things during the day, and even down to like your weekly and monthly routines as well. So that will, again, help you define the gaps for yourself. So that scene I just described, like jumping out of bed and rushing and trying to shower, eat, and get people ready and all that fun stuff, that's not fun stuff. That's not how I want to do my mornings. It's not how I do my mornings. It's very rushed. It's full of haste. And it's not the way that you want to go through your morning. And when you start your morning like that, your entire day is like that. So you want something that's more calm and more structured. So what does that look like? What tone do you want to set? So you want to invite the right kind of energy for your day. So really get and stay present when you're in this creation process. You want to be conscious. You want to consciously create your morning, your day, because this is something that you're going to adapt. You're going to implement it. You're going to keep it up. You're going to make some tweaks and some adjustments where it's needed. But this is what you're going to go through on a daily basis. Right. So for me, my morning starts with a good 16 ounces of water and meditation. That's how I start my day. Connecting with source. Starting my day at peace. In line with the divine. And listening. Being still and listening. That's how I start my day. Then it's about a good workout, a good breakfast, and stepping into my office if it's a work day for me. And then even before I start that work day, I've got a specific routine. Like, I'm looking at my calendar, what's on it for the day. Although I've looked at it the night before and at the beginning of the week, I've already looked at it, but I have to look at it again to see, okay, so am I still in line with what is on my calendar for the day, what's on my agenda for the day? And if I'm not, then I'll switch some things around. And if I am, well then, hey, I go for it. But I don't do that until I've had the time to really look at my, and it doesn't take long, 10, 15 minutes, look at my calendar, see what's what, and if something's not right or doesn't feel like it's not the right day or the right time, or if something needs to be shifted around, then I do that and move on. But I'm also looking at how I want to feel during the course of the day and setting the tone for even some miraculous things to happen. That's part of my daily work routine or my daily work ritual. That's how I start my work day. How I start my personal day is with meditation. How I end my personal day or how I end my, and really how I end my work day too. My work day ends with me jotting down things and making notes and maybe even adjusting the next day's agenda based upon what happened that day. But then at the end of my day, when I'm decompressing, I write in my gratitude journal because there's a lot to be grateful for, right? We all know this because, number one, nobody's promised tomorrow, but there's so much that we can be grateful for. So those are some of the daily routines. And then, of course, you want to have weekly routines. So what are you doing each week? Like, what has to happen? When we're talking about business, of course, and getting things done. So what are you doing around your accounting? What are you doing around your marketing? Your social media is a part of that. And you want to develop patterns. Following patterns sets you up so you always know what's next. And as a result, it better prepares you for what's coming up. You know that, okay, it's Monday. Monday is the day to do X. Or it's Friday. So Friday is the day to really look back and see what went on social media today. If you've got a fan page on social media, and really if you're a business owner and you don't have a fan page on Facebook, you need to get a fan page on Facebook. Facebook will email you your daily, your weekly stats. So you're looking at those kinds of things. Like, I look at those stats. I look at the stats from all my social media platforms. I look at the stats from my website, from my blog at the end of the week, so that I can really see what's going on. I'm looking at my email stats too, like who opened it, what did they click on, what did they not click on. So you want to set up patterns and days, giving yourself some structure so that those things that you're doing inside of your business on a weekly basis, those weekly routines or weekly rituals, they support you, they give you information, or they help you move forward. Because let's face it, if you're not invoicing, if you're not paying attention to whether or not your clients are paying you, or if you've got clients who are paying for something in installments, if they're not on time, or if reminders need to go out, or if invoices themselves need to go out, if that doesn't happen, it's going to impact your bottom line. So you've got to have the structure in place, and those structures are supported when it comes to the weekly routine. So you want to establish those weekly routines for yourself. So set up your days based upon what works for you. For me, Mondays are a day to really focus on doing some internal things. I have a mastermind group that I'm going to be running on Mondays now, which is really great because I started out just doing, say, a mastermind with a couple of friends who are also business owners, but that's going to be part of my weekly routine now, and it's going to support me in getting and staying productive, especially right now as things are ramping up. I'm moving forward. I'm expanding. So it's going to be challenging, but that will support me. That weekly ritual, that weekly thing is going to support me. And one of the things I really wanted to be sure to talk about when it comes to ritual is self-care. And we all know, as women, that we are the last ones we take care of. We are always at the bottom of the to-do list. And for the most part, just keeping it real, we don't even make it to our own calendars. We don't even make it to our own to-do list or our own agenda. So self-care is really important. It's about you. Again, productivity is personal. So if it is, and it is, then that means that you are at the core of it, right? And it also means that if you're at the core of it, you've got to take care of you. Because if you don't take care of you, then you're not going to be able to keep up with the things that have to be done. Whether you've got support, whether you have people you can delegate to, whether you have a team or not, you're really going to have to take care of yourself. And one of the things that I have my clients do in my VIP sessions, when we're planning things out, is we look at the calendar. And the very first thing that I have my clients do is to plug in their days off. We don't look at anything else until those days are in the calendar. And I'm telling you, it is something that takes a minute or two because we're not used to that. We're not used to plugging ourselves in first. We're not used to putting ourselves first. And some of us have been led to believe that that is selfish, and it's not selfish. It's not selfish at all. So if that's your story, let it go. Tell a different story. Tell a much different story. So get those get yourself in your calendar first. Your days off. When are you taking the long weekend? When are you going for the spa day with the girls or by yourself? When are the kids not there? When is your spouse not there? So you can just, like, even relax and just take a nice hot bath and enjoy a good book with a glass of wine. When are you doing that? And then when are you doing those other things that you love to do? When are those things getting in? It's all about taking care of you and making sure that you do these particular things to recharge and refuel so that you can take care of what's on your daily agenda. And making self-care part of your ritual, whether it's something you do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, however you want to fit it in, get it in. And that has to go in your calendar first. And holidays don't count. Holidays don't count. So stop cheating. Don't count the holidays. Get your days in. And then, of course, special treats. I give myself special treats, so to speak, when I've reached a milestone, like a big milestone in line with a particular goal. And then, of course, I really go all out when I reach the goal. And it can be little stuff. It could be the stack of books that you want to buy, or something on the list that you've got that you want or that you want to go do. It can be treating yourself to a mani-pedi. It can be a great meal or treating yourself to something else that you want. And then time to yourself. Like, and when I say to yourself, I mean to yourself, by yourself. Nobody else, just you. All of these things serve as your oxygen mask. And by that, I'm using the analogy from what the flight attendant tells you when you get on a flight. You're instructed that if the oxygen masks should fall from the ceiling, you're to put yours on first. And then, and only then, help any minors or elders or anybody else who needs help with their mask. Because if you don't put yours on first, you can't help them. You might even be rendered incapacitated, depending upon the situation, so that you can't help anybody else because you didn't help yourself first. So self-care definitely has to be incorporated into your regular ritual, your regular routine. So just to recap, where are your gaps? How would you like to be supported? And then think about what things you want to incorporate into your rituals. Some people journal in the morning. For me, my two biggest things in my morning routine are meditation and a good workout, besides a really good breakfast. I don't skip breakfast. You have to fuel your body. That's part of my morning ritual. And the daily ritual that I have before I start work. So what do you want to do? How do you want, and again, how do you want to feel? What do you want your experience to be? Because that's what it's all about. It's all about you're doing something that you love, something that you're really good at. So you want to feel great as you go through your days. You really want to feel good. So you want to decide how you want that to look and then what rituals you want to establish. And then, of course, you want to design them. What do they look like? Where do they fit? And then implement them. You might implement them and discover that, okay, well, this doesn't really fit, or I think inside of this ritual, maybe I need to do this first and move this to the end, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to look anything like what someone else does. It only has to fit you. So implement them, keep them up, tweak them as necessary, or remove them and refresh them. Sometimes we outgrow things, right? Sometimes we need to add new things depending upon what new things get added to our lives. So it's about knowing when to remove things, when to refresh or revamp them, and do things accordingly. So with that being said, what I would love to for anybody listening, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the replay, is to really think about where you're missing the support and how you can include ritual to support you. Think about the things that you've got going on right now that do support you and create that. And if you'd like to give me some feedback, let me know what you've done. I'd love to love to hear from you. That's it for me in this episode of Time and Space. Thank you for listening. To learn more about me and what I do, visit thirdeyegroup.net. And for more tips and things that you can put to use right away, visit my blog at timeandspaceblog.com.